morning, everybody, and welcome to Husky Nation News right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the UConn newspaper, The Daily Campus, and UConn student-run TV station, UCTV. I am your host, Kate Ariano, and here's the news of the University of Connecticut from this week. UConn students Michael Hernandez and Gilmar Valle won the undergraduate student government election for student body president and vice president, but not without stirring up some campaign violation complaints. The Daily Campus's Ashley Anglisano writes that opposing presidential candidate Jose Rafael Valle submitted a complaint against the two for violating Bylaw 14, Section 8, Campaign Conduct and Etiquette, which constitutes under subsection A that, quote, a candidate's personal conduct shall preserve the spirit and integrity of the undergraduate student government. The Hernandez-Valle campaign posted Instagram stories after an interview with the Daily Campus and Jose Rafael Valle was released, where he responded to sexual assault allegations against his fraternity, saying, quote, just because the issue happened, it's sad and it makes me sick to my stomach, but in some ways we have to look over that for me. The USG judiciary found that these remarks were in fact not in violation. Another complaint was filed by USG Speaker of the Senate, Jessica Delgado, who claimed that a student on the Valle Manigault campaign violated the same bylaw as I mentioned before. However, because there was not an updated campaign roster to reflect the involvement of this student on the Valle Manigault campaign, the campaign was not found in violation of these rules. WHUS News correspondent Jonathan Kapelievich gave us an inside scoop this week on the University of Connecticut's continued saliva testing of students for COVID-19. He reported that the method, also known as pooled sampling, groups saliva samples taken by students individually in their dorms into bigger groups of saliva that will then be tested for COVID-19. He said that the test is a more efficient and more accessible approach to COVID-19 screening. He also spoke with Dr. Rachel O'Neill, a professor in the Department of Molecular and Cell Biology, and she said, quote, if multiple members of a family unit have been exposed, they're all going to be in different pools by random chance. All those pools will show up positive, and then we can triangulate that back. Dr. Kendra Moss from UConn Mars Service Lab even said that right now, with students following rules and regulations set forth by the university, we're in great shape. The fraternity Phi Gamma Delta, also known as Fiji, was suspended from UConn and will be facing expulsion after they violated 7 acts of the university's student code, according to a sanction letter sent from the Department of Student Activities. The Daily Campus's Rachel Phillipson reports that the decision came after an investigation into a hazing incident during a pledge event back in February, according to university spokesperson Stephanie Reitz. She also said, quote, the ongoing culture of hazing at Phi Gamma Delta's UConn chapter and last February's incident could have produced tragic results. She said this misconduct warranted the, quote, strongest possible action that UConn could take against the fraternity. One student at the event was hospitalized for acute alcohol intoxication. The sanction letter stated that the student was 4 times over the legal limit of intoxication. WHUS News correspondent Selena Daigle reported this week that in-person study abroad programs are canceled for the spring 2021 semester. She spoke with Associate Vice President for Global Affairs, Yuhong Rong, who said that many of the countries where UConn has study abroad programs are currently considered level 3 and 4 on the travel advisory list. With the announcement coming almost 4 months before the start of the spring semester, students like 6th semester human development major Clarice Pennick have had their plans abruptly changed. Daigle reports that Pennick, quote, definitely saw it coming to an extent. Students will have the opportunity to participate in virtual study abroad programs instead. Currently on the UConn Education Abroad website, virtual internships in Dublin, Florence, London, Madrid, Paris, and Prague are all available. Coming up next, WHUS News correspondent Caroline LaCour sat down with 2 UConn students who created a mental health awareness campaign called Refresher. Take a listen.
2 students at the University of Connecticut are aiming to uplift others with their new website focused on spreading support for mental health. Jamison Koh, a 5th semester digital media and design major, and his co-founder Alex Kim, a 5th semester finance major, have created Refresher, a mental health campaign and website all about sending positive messages to those in need.
It's really what it really is. It's a campaign. It's supposed to be a mental health campaign. revolved around helping students, you know, kind of connect to the college community and with each other by sending one-way videos of encouragement and positivity.
The premise of Refresher is to first sign up for their platform to be matched with another user. Then you will exchange a positive message to send to your match through video. Coate and Kim explain they both got the idea for the project while taking an entrepreneurial journey class this past spring.
Myself and Alex, we had the same mentor in the spring, but his name is Noah Friedman. And he basically started a campaign called 6 Feet Closer, which basically connected frontline workers and just regular people who wanted to thank these workers for, you know, what they were doing to help people in during the pandemic. So we really liked that idea, myself and Alex, and we decided we wanted to do kind of the same thing, but revolved around something I'm more familiar with and passionate about, which is like college students.
Coate explained that the push for creating a website like this also stems from the uncertainties that many students have been feeling after the start of the coronavirus pandemic and the shift to online school.
You know, with having some people like myself being remote, we don't really have access to friends and all these activities that we're normally used to while being on campus. And, you know, some people may be suffering from a loss of a loved one due to the COVID-19 or, you know, financial hardships due to parents being unemployed, themselves being unemployed, something like that. So we all just want to kind of like recognize each other, that every one of us is going through something.
Coate adds that pulling both college and outside communities together can help spread encouragement and support for others during the highs and lows of life. According to Active Minds, 39% of college students are diagnosed with a mental health illness, and 66% of students do not seek treatment for their mental health. The website already has a handful of users' positive messages on their front page with a mission statement video explaining the importance of supporting one another during difficult times. Coate requests users to get creative and add a personal touch when sending messages through Refresher.
So as long as it's positive, it's encouraging, and it's personal, so we really want you in the video to mention the other person's name, to really personalize the message and make the person feel special, and that's really the main goal.
Users can sign up for a weekly newsletter, which includes information on mental health, tips on coping through quarantine, and the occasional funny video. Refresher also has an Instagram account at Refresher Campaign, where they post inspirational photos, quotes, and videos. Coate encourages everyone to share a message through Refresher. Even a few encouraging words can go a long way.
Every one of us is going through something. It might be as little as, you know, you can't see your friends, to as big as, you know, a loss of a loved one. But, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, we all could use some encouragement. As our title goes, we all need a refresher sometimes. So.
For WHUS News, I'm Caroline LaCour.
Now, folks, here's the forecast for this weekend. Today will be sunny with a high near 60 and some slight wind gusts, with tonight mostly clear with a low of 48. Saturday will be sunny with a warm high near 78 and a bit of stronger wind gusts from 11 miles per hour to as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 56, bringing us to a cool morning Sunday with a high near 65 for the day. Calm winds will pick up in the afternoon to end out a wonderful weekend. From this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts, guests, and are not necessarily the views of staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut.
All right, so today I'm talking with Ben, James, Mike, and Jack from the No Chips podcast. Guys, how are you?
We're doing well. Good.
Doing well, yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm a personal fan of the podcast, and I'm really excited to start talking to you guys about how this came to fruition. So does anyone want to start on how you guys came up with this idea for a podcast?
I'm kind of the middleman between all these gentlemen here, because I went to high school with Jack. James and I lived on the same floor freshman year, and Mike and I are in the same major. So I kind of assembled this team. In general, though, my sense of humor is very self-deprecating, and I think we're all the same way with that. It started as a podcast that was designed entirely around hot takes, just like needlessly inflammatory statements about absolutely nothing. Just like yellow is like the best Gatorade flavor, just to like drive people insane because no one agrees with that. Just stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then it just went from there with all these other segment ideas. So it started as just hot takes.
Well, I talked to Ben because there's a lot of hot take segments about like mostly like sports and movies, but I thought it'd be funny to do just hot takes about absolutely nothing, about you know, just random things that would drive people insane that people wouldn't really think about until they got angry about it.
Like lasagna.
Lasagna was a big one.
Like lasagna, yeah. That was a good one.
First episodes, right?
Yeah.
First episode, right? I think so.
Yeah, I believe so.
That got pretty heated, I remember.
It did. I stand by my one lasagna.
That was fun.
Two lasagna.
Oh, yeah. I'm passionate about everything we've discussed on the show. Yeah. Like, none of it matters at all, but I really do believe everything I say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of it is, like, stuff that, like, the jokes that we make are, like, jokes we make, like, just like, together, like, when we're in person. But we figured, like, hey, let's just, like, put it on a podcast, and maybe people will think we're funny, you know? So...
So far, they don't think we're funny. So far, the overwhelming feedback is that we should stop.
Yeah, the one dude who gave us 3 stars was really... He was right.
He was real against Mike's voice.
So you guys said... You said this kind of started just as hot takes. I have a question for you guys. Who do you think has the hottest takes?
Ben, for sure.
Ben, for sure.
Yeah, I'm an insomniac, so I spend a lot of time awake at night just, like, having dumb thoughts. And then I'll just sort of talk myself into really believing this stuff that just is not important. So I come out swinging with some hot takes, and I generally am pretty good at arguing, I think. Mm-hmm. So, I deliver my hot takes with conviction. And I've got an active mind for them for some reason.
Yeah,
it's a crazy favorite as far as the hot takes that have happened.
I'd say the funniest, I think, is during our There's No Need segment, which is like kind of a hot take thing. Ben said something about toll workers and how they get in the booth. And there's no space for them to get in the booth. Like, how do they?
That was a thinker. That was a real thinker. I was absolutely stumped when that one came out. Like, that one really made me think.
I think that was the hardest I've laughed on the show.
My personal favorite hot take was Jax when he said that he would believe his eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as he fell asleep. I think that was the funniest take I've ever heard, personally.
Oh, I'd believe it. I'd believe it. They'd be there, so nothing really to believe there. I really liked Evan's hot take about taking over the entire Roman Empire. I think that was a really fun debate that we all had, because that was just us gaining up on Evan. Like, he had an extremely hot take, and we just really wanted to disprove that one. And that was a really fun debate. We got really into that. I think that was our longest one, too.
Yeah, like, for to explain what it was, we had a guest, one of James and I's friends, who believes that he could destroy the entire Roman Empire if he went back in time with one automated weapon. And to that, we said, no, you couldn't.
You could not.
But he really believed it, and we interviewed him for about 15 minutes. And, he stuck.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exclusively about his plan.
That.
Yeah, it was wild.
He went in detail. He was like, we're going to take out the aqueducts.
He had a plan. And he was there for the long run. So he really thought that one through.
He's like, it would take several months.
He's in it for the long game.
Yes.
Do you think you guys will have, like, more guests in the future? Because he's probably one of the only ones, right?
He is our only guest at this point, I think, right?
Yeah.
I remember correctly. I mean, we've been open to it.
Yeah. No one's coming with a hot enough take.
Yeah, that was, we need some.
That's hard to top.
Yeah. Gotcha. But we're open to it, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Another question I have for you guys is, what is everyone's favorite segment? Because I know you've started to branch out, you know, from hot takes to, you even do like a would you rather, top fives, all these kinds of things. Does anyone have a favorite?
I know I have a favorite.
All right, Mike, let's hear it.
We have every week or every other week we do a name game.
In That's which, my least favorite.
James is terrible at it.
Love name game.
Yes, I pick a theme for the week. I've done like baseball players, university presidents, and then I list three names. We do three rounds of three names. Two of them are real. One of them I think and make up.
Mm-hmm.
And James regularly goes 0-for-3. and listens.
Yeah, it's not a great time, but it's for the fans, you know.
Yeah, it's for the fans.
I saw for the fans' enjoyment. So
of course.
Sure. Seven fans.
I was gonna say, can you guys see how many people are viewing your episodes?
Yeah,
I can. He
I can. I just tell them when.
Yeah, he keeps us in the loop.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I would probably say for my top, like my favorite segment would be the top five, just because like I feel like when we do a top five, we can really get to see like everyone's personality kind of come through like the list.
Mm-hmm.
And then like within like the numbers on the top five, we can like debate kind of each one that pops up. So that's why I kind of like those segments, and I like to make those, and it's just, I think it's good entertainment. So
gotcha.
I'm honestly a big fan of Handsome or Not. I think that's one of my favorites. When we debate various men's handsomeness.
Yeah.
Totally subjective, but it's just, we're thinking like, you know, yeah, no, that guy's handsome. Like, how far would you drive for this guy? Like, something like that.
That was my personal favorite segment ever. On the most recent episode, we basically all just listed various celebrities who we wouldn't drive 10 minutes to get an autograph from.
Okay.
And the names that were coming up had me in tears, like David Schwimmer, George Lopez.
George Lopez.
Oh, man.
They said they would drive 10 minutes to see Jackie Chan and get an autograph. I said, no way. Easy. But
yeah, Ben's not a fan of the Rush Hour franchise.
I heard.
Are you?
Was there like an overall rating, like no one would drive 10 minutes to see this person?
George
James
Lopez,
Marsden.
Oh, yeah.
James Marsden. Gotcha.
James Marsden from X-Men and the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. We're all like, yeah, he's fine, but I would not be driving 10 minutes.
That's funny. When I was listening to it, I thought about like the celebrities that come to the Trumbull Mall. So I'm from Trumbull. And I remember like Bella Thorne came here. And I actually drove the 10 minutes to see Bella Thorne. And thinking about it now, I really wish I didn't.
Yeah, no, okay. I would not. That's
no.
Yeah, no,
that's a no for me.
Yeah, definitely not. Another cool thing about your guys' podcast is that your intro is from a very special person. Does anyone want to elaborate on how you guys got that?
I think that was Ben's idea, yeah.
I made a few phone calls. if you're not familiar with Cameo, it's a website where celebrities say, like, if you give me X amount of money, I'll donate it to charity and I'll make a little personalized 10-second video of saying whatever you want. So we're a budget podcast. We don't have a lot of money. So we looked in the bargain bin and found David Henry from Wizards of Waverly Place for $60. So $15 from each of us. We paid and had David Henry do our intro. And it's God, that's a perfect guy to not drive 10 minutes to get an autograph.
I would have to agree, yeah.
That was a process too, choosing someone. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. we were like, who could be the most random yet the most well-known celebrity for people to be like, is that David Henry?
Yeah.
I think you guys nailed it, honestly.
From television's Wizards of Waverly Place?
Was there anyone up for debate? Like, were there options that you guys can remember?
Jerry Traynor was another option.
Jerry Traynor.
He had a pretty expensive ticket though. He was $200.
Jerry Trainer.
Yeah. Like Crazy Steve and Spencer from iCarly. Yeah, that would have been amazing. Maybe one day if this blows up, we'll hit him up. But
we'll give him a call.
Do you know, to your knowledge, if David Henry has listened to the podcast?
We do not.
I sent him it.
I did DM him on Instagram. Him? Yes, I DM'd him on Instagram, and I don't even think he opened it. So,
I mean, it's his voice. You would think he wants to know what he's putting his voice to, but
we make it a cease and desist letter from like his publicist or something at some point.
You knew
take this down.
Yeah, he shuts us down. We get destroyed by David Henry.
That's the fate of full circle.
What a way to go, though. What a way to go.
Honestly, if David Henry shuts us down, then so be it. Like, I'll take that.
No, we'll accept our fate for that one.
So, speaking of the fate of No Chips, what does your future look like for you guys? I know school's starting up, things are getting busy. You know, how have you guys been handling that, and how do you kind of plan to keep this going in the future or not keep it going?
Well, the past 2 weeks, my laptop recently decided to break. So we're a couple episodes behind, but we have a pretty much a weekly schedule. We just kind of do it and communicate. And when we record, try and get it out Fridays. Wednesdays or Fridays, depending on my schedule, because I got to deal with the editing and such.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the future goes, I don't know if we've really discussed that, but I think we're going
to
keep it
going. Eventually we want to get in person once, you know, everything kind of calms down, you know, like we want to like get real microphones. Because doing it over Zoom kind of sucks because, you know, like we kind of like talk over each other. There's like lag, there's technical issues. So, mm-hmm. We really want to get in person eventually, and that would kind of take us to the next step, I think.
That'd be awesome. Also, Jack, we can see you now.
We can.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I reacted.
Thank God.
We told you.
It's funny because I'll hear your voices on the podcast, but, like, seeing all your faces, now I can put faces to the names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry
to disappoint everyone.
I kind of took the liberty to, you know, listen to some of the podcasts you guys had and think of my own would you rather for you guys.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. So I kind of crafted it to like what I've heard some of you guys talk about. So here we go. Would you rather spend 30 minutes in an underwater cage surrounded by sharks or have to spend an entire day handcuffed to George Lopez?
Wow.
I really went all in on this one, if you can't tell.
I have a crippling fear of sharks.
I know.
I will not go into the water. Strap me into George Lopez. I will take that. I'll spend a week with him. I don't care. I'm just not going in that water.
I agree. I feel like, one, you can spend a day with George Lopez, which means you probably will spend a day with other random celebrities. Not that I really care about that, but it's better than the fear of death of being around.
I mean, people have done it. People have gone in the cage before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty safe. It's just frightening.
Yeah.
You just got to get past the own mental hurdle. Oh, God.
Like, who are you more afraid of, sharks or George Lopez?
That's a toss-up.
Like George Lopez like would not let you sleep or, like, get away with, like, talking. So, like, give me the cage.
Yeah, give me the cage, too, because, like, 24 hours, he's going to have to pee at some point.
Oh, that'd be a bonding experience between you and George Lopez.
I mean, you're already pretty bonded with your handcuffs together. Like,
yeah, but that's when we become friends to brothers.
Yeah, that's for life after that. Like, you can
gotcha.
You know, give me George Lopez the way.
I don't
give
know.
Me the sharks.
What would you say?
I would definitely say sharks. I don't know. There's just something about, I don't think I could do 24 hours with that man.
Yeah,
George.
Like, what is he it's doing also like, now? What would we be doing throughout the day? I don't know.
Finding autographs at malls.
Probably. I'd be sitting there for 8 hours as, like, millennials come up for autographs because they were watching Nick at Night and they're like, wow, that's the one thing I know you from.
I could plan a day with George Lopez.
What would be your ideal day with George Lopez?
I think we'd go shopping. I feel like that'd be a nice day. Maybe a picnic, have dinner somewhere, then go home, watch a movie. That'd be my ideal date with George Lopez.
It's a fun day with anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect idea if anyone's listening. Also, pick up a date idea. We've got it. All right,
I'll take
guys,
you out.
That is all I have for you guys today. But thank you again so much for coming on Husky Nation News.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, much appreciated.
Absolutely. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks again to the No Chips podcast for chatting with me this week. Their podcasts are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you to the Daily Campus and UCTV for collaborating with us, and thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music. I have been your host, Kate Ariano, and you are listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. Have a fantastic Friday.